All right, we've got the Campound, Woodford Reserve Musers Ticket Campound, cranking up tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock here on the Ticket. All of the hosts in parts unknown, living together, camping together, glamping together for the next few days. It starts tomorrow at 3 o'clock. And this is going to be a treat for longtime P1s, because joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is an old friend of the show, and he's got some camping tips for us. It's Sergeant Buck Maverick from the field. Come in, Sergeant Buck Maverick.
Tournament Miller, it's Sergeant Buck Maverick of the 5th Division.
Yeah, it's great to hear from you again.
I'm pinned deep behind enemy lines and provisions are running low. I don't know how much longer we can hold out. We drank the last of our fresh water 2 days ago, and Oklahoma John is losing blood at a rate of pint a minute.
Oh, dear.
Man.
War is hell, gentlemen.
Yeah.
War is hell.
I wish we could help you.
You guys ready for the campground? I'm thinking about staying up late for a little junior coast to coast.
Well, yeah. Well,
I guess we have
you.
No choice but to be ready.
Yeah.
I have some advice for you. Keep out of the rain or your gun barrels are going to rust and decrease your accuracy when trying to blow the heads off the tree-dwelling commies.
Well, I don't think anyone's going to take a gun to the campound.
Yeah, over here, the enemy's been firing mortars into our bunkers day and night. Yesterday, we watched Minnesota Frank try to put his guts back into his belly using a latrine shovel with a week's worth of dung on the end of it.
Golly.
It's a living nightmare wrapped in a hell blanket.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, is the train station fitness show going to be out of coffee and cars this weekend?
I don't know.
We'll look it up. We'll look it up.
Sergeant Maverick, we should let you know the Vietnam War ended decades ago.
We haven't been able to get an SOS to the nearest battalion because the weather patterns changed, and we are left in this rained-out hellhole of a ditch with trench foot and malaria as our only form of entertainment.
Oh, man.
We're dying. We're dying, boys. We're dying.
You can come home now.
Here, y'all going to bring back the P1 discount card? I saved a boatload on miniature golf back in the day with that thing.
Well,
that's a good idea. That was a pretty good promotion.
I got to be honest. We can't cut through this jungle more than 20 yards at a clip without losing a gallon of water and sweat and tears. And that's when the enemy's gone silent, reloading on bullets or shut-eye. And when they're moving, we can't get more than 5 paces without losing 3 men. And I tell you, boys, it's no fun showing up at some poor mother's door to tell her that the apple of her eye got taken apart by some kung fu communist with a surplus rifle and a death wish.
It sounds awful, but it's over now. You can come home.
Hey, what's the latest video Cray-Tray uploaded to YouTube?
Well, I have no idea.
I really enjoy
his low production value and sense of whimsy.
You're thinking about Cray-Tray.
I gotta go, gentlemen. We're pulling out, and I only give us a 10% chance of making it to the next outpost because these village children will come up under the pretense of begging you for change only to slip a grenade into your dop kit.
Be careful, Sergeant Maverick.
10 seconds later, you're buzzard bait and a name on some tombstone. Hey, can I plug my podcast?
Sure.
Okay.
It's called Ozark Talk, and we dissect the Jason Bateman show Ozark.
How are you able
interesting themes.
To watch that from where you are?
I gotta go. Take this, you communist. Get some. Get some.
All right, that is Sergeant Buck Maverick from the field. First time in a long time.